With SRN News, I'm Mary Rose. A series of reported tornadoes has torn through the Midwestern U.S.
Oklahoma, Kansas, Missouri, Illinois, Iowa, Minnesota, Wisconsin. So a lot of those states did have pretty widespread severe weather yesterday. Wind and hail were the most common reports, a lot of large hail, a lot of strong winds. But there were also several tornadoes scattered about within that corridor as well. So definitely an active day of severe weather yesterday across the middle part of the country.
That's National Weather Service meteorologist Mark Chouinard. A gunman goes on a shooting rampage in Ukraine's capital.
The head of Ukraine's interior ministry says police units on Saturday were sent to a grocery store in Kyiv, where a gunman took hostages, barricading himself. Ihor Klemenko says before entering the store, the gunman shot and killed four people at point-blank range and a fifth person inside the store. A sixth person died of her injuries at a hospital. Klemenko says after officers tried negotiating with the man for about 40 minutes, they stormed the building, killing him. I'm Donna Water.
China is willing to take custody of highly enriched uranium from Iran. Reporter Bernie Bennett has the details.
China is open to taking possession or downgrading some 970 pounds of enriched uranium that President Trump says must be removed from Iran as part of a deal to end the war. At the moment, it appears President Trump wants the U.S. to take custody of the material that is believed buried under nuclear sites badly damaged in an American bombardment last June. But China, which is Iran's biggest trading partner, is signaling it would be open, if asked by Washington and Tehran, to take the uranium or downblend to levels that could be used for civilian applications. Bernie Bennett reporting.
An American delegation has met recently with Cuban government officials in the island nation. More details, SRN News. The Grahams have some traveling in their future. Correspondent Michael Harrington reports.
Franklin is scheduled to preach the gospel on May 30th and 31st at the Festival de Esperanza in Madrid, an event being organized by Spanish churches and to include performances by Michael W. Smith and other contemporary Christian music stars. Meanwhile, his son Will Graham is slated to preach May 4th and 5th in Shikoku, Japan. The younger Graham says, quote, "God is doing something wonderful in Japan. I believe God's heart is for the next generation of Japanese that will choose to follow him and lead others to him." Michael Harrington reporting.
Election races for local school boards, long ignored by both voters and journalists, have become big news lately. The races are hotly contested in many states as they become forums for debates over transgenderism, LGBT books, and religious freedom. This is SRN News. A life jacket worked by a passenger on the Titanic sells for more than $900,000 at auction.
An unidentified telephone bidder has purchased the life jacket worn by Titanic survivor Laura Mabel Francatelli. She was a first-class passenger on the doomed ocean liner. She and other survivors signed the flotation device. The winning bid, £670,000, or $906,000. The auction took place Saturday in Western England. Henry Aldridge and Son Auctioneers also auctioned off a seat cushion from one of the Titanic lifeboats for $527,000. That'll go to the owners of two Titanic museums in Pigeon Forge, Tennessee, and Branson, Missouri. I'm Donna Water.
The contentious U.S. has experienced record drought levels for this time of the year, according to weather data. More details at srnnews.com.